Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Hey, brothers, y'all all on?
Yes. I'm here. Brother.
All right.
I'm here.
Brother. Okay, that's
good. I love you, bro.
Hey,
there you go.
Hey, okay, we all on.
Yeah, we are here.
Live today. Finally, we're here live.
Hey, I heard Cole's voice, so I got my happy face on. I know it's going to be good.
What I want to open up with, Brother Cole, Brother Drew, and Brother Mahal, is I just realized something that great-great-grandpa had told me a long time ago. In order for you to have knowledge, you first had to know how you was created. We're talking about mental slavery, meaning that education, which was really an indoctrination that we was given by the Scottish Rite Masons up under the Great Seal of the United States. This is 2024. Some shit got to be addressed. We got to address a damn lie that the six tribes of people that lived over here in the Western Hemisphere was Indians. We were not no damn Indians, but everybody that you see think that we were Indians and think that the people that was over here was Indian. The next lie that you got to understand what great-great-grandpa was talking about was the creation story. Every religion has a creation story, but what is the true creation story? The true creation story was that we were made supreme beings, male and female, somebody else. And if you don't know this story, we know the story. Somebody else made you a human being, a man and a woman. And then in 2024, you believe that you's a black African American, which an African is a woman and an America is an Anglo-Saxon. You ain't none of this shit that you call yourself that you believe that you are. And I'll let you go ahead on, Brother Cole and Brother Mahal. I just wanted to get that in before we started. How were you? We got to go back. The mental slavery starts with what I just started with, creation. What was you created? How in the hell? And I'm asking anybody that has a doctor's degree from this white man's school, how did you become the black one? Because when you say I'm a black one, it was a white one first. How in the hell did you become the black one? And I turn it into the hands of Brother Cole and Brother Mahal.
Brother Mahal, you want to go ahead?
I am waiting for you, and I'm going to edify whatever you talk about.
Well, first of all, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to the Brotherhood and Yah Shalom to the Chosen Ones. Hello to the rest of you. Look, first and foremost, there is no such thing as an African American. First and foremost, there is no such thing as an African American. That means you are mutt. I asked a brother the day, how could you be an African American when you got 3,000 tribes in Africa and 2,000 different languages? So what is the native language of an African? He couldn't tell me. What is the native language of an American, since it was created by those in 1776? So you run right half a native. So that's the first step toward your mental genocide. Anything you accept and believe is you and put that jacket on, that means you have adopted another man's ideology. There's a difference between a Negro and a so-called Alkibilon or African, for sake of conversation. The Negro, and you want to desecrate and demonize it, at one time, there was only three groups on planet Earth: the Negroid, Caucasoid, and Mongoloid. The Negroid came out of a place called, out of Mesoamerica, better known as, Mount Paran was around Argentina, around the Rio Negro River. Those were not people out of what they called the motherland. First and second, what in the fuck is the motherland? Where is it at? I thought the earth was a great mother. I mean, if the earth is a great mother, where's the motherland? No. That means you've been indoctrinated. You've been mentally genocide. Our problem, the so-called black man, which you're not black, complete the black, You got to look the definition up. And I'm fact, one thing, brother, let me add them with the Knesset there, that we learned a lot about these color charts, how they came to be and how we've been misinformed. And that's one of the major problems we have, because we run around with what you call it, artificial intelligence. I'm going to soak in. I'm going to say it again. You run around with artificial intelligence. What am I saying? You believe some shit that was made by somebody else that's artificial. It has no credence. But you believe it has credence. So the people on this planet have been badly, but mentally genocided. I'm leaving the space, Brother Mad. I know he got something. He's ready to kick it in. So let's talk about ID. What is your ID? What is your origin? Everybody think about it. What is your origin? You claim these labels. Another thing I want y'all to stop saying. Now I'm going to piss some folks off. I'm going to piss you sisters off. I'm a queen. Queen of what? You know what a queen is? Y'all ready for this?
Lay it on us, bro.
A queen is a hoe.
Yeah.
But the queen bee is the only one that has a two ovaries in the colony, and everybody fucks her. Think about it. Is that what I'm saying? Google it. Queen. I'm a queen. I'm a queen bee. Come on. She's the only one in the colony that can produce babies. And everybody has that equal after. But we're saying you're a queen. We just sent it from queens and kings. No, you didn't. The law said we were, those of us that came from the 13th planet came to the world as what? Supreme beings. 13th planet? Yeah, it's called the Dianosphere. White boy from the 14th star planet, Nibiru, and we came from the 13th star planet. Called the Dianosphere. Came here as celestial beings in a terrestrial world. And most of you don't know, and that way you can't get your stuff together. You trying to be something that you ain't. You are not a terrestrial, you are a celestial being. That's right. With the power to speak things to existence. But the law to come, you became mentally genocide. You lost your creativity, your ability to speak things into action. I'm going to put a comma there and let Brother Maher kick in, because I tell you, he's well-known and a lot of you I'm talking about. Brother Maher, you got the baton, bro.
Thank you, Cole, and it's always good to hear your voice and your participation with us. And, yeah, we're laying down some information today, as usual. And we have to continue to fight to dispel the falsehoods, miseducations, and everything else to boot that came along with how we ended up on the other side of this baton. You mentioned all the way down there near Argentina, Mount Torreón. Anyone Googling, if you're looking for Paran, it's not in the so-called Middle East.
It is
the whole southern mountain slope of south of Brazil, and its name is Parana, make it sound with a Spanish sound. And Brazil got a name change. And around 1831, 1832, Brazil used to be referred to as Sir Egypt, which is Mount Seir in Egypt.
Okay.
And that was one word together. So when we talk about, in another sense, where are we from, I like that you hit the high points. And for those who can't identify yet with our true origins, and we're still clinging to the soil that we're walking on, the whole earth is Mother Earth. This is traditional teachings and understanding. We all understand that we're made up of the special substances that this planet is made up of. So that would help us, is supposed to help us to dispel when another misnomer, when they say Adam the man. Well, hold on a minute now. You have the feminine form of that word.
Mm-hmm.
Adam. We used to talk about this in the class, Co. Adama.
Mm-hmm.
What is the definition of Adama? It means literally in the Shemitic-related languages today, in different dialects in certain places on the quote-unquote African continent today. It means to be brown. It also means intelligent. It also means a person given special abilities and characteristics, one who is made from special substances and enjoys the comforts of life. That is a old and still current definition of the word. The masculine form of the word Adam only indicates that your skin suit came from this place, not your spirit. So we were given all that is necessary, all that is necessary from the high end first. And here's the interesting thing, Cole. You had brought out the point, and you and Brother Dwight just a few moments ago brought out the point about where we come from, supreme beings, yes, all of that. But here's the kicker. It says that divine, universal, supermind that we are a part of, we were only made to bear witness or testimony as to who and what that was before we came here. Everyone on the planet can't claim that because everyone is not a supreme being.
Right.
Everyone is that. So for those who have been genetically modified for other purposes, such as hidden species, okay, they're seen as a virus.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who did this from the high end made them for a specific purpose. And for those in the know, closest to the action, understood who made them or who modified them. Let me use that term.
Okay.
Who modified them and why they were modified. They are seen as a virus, which is the true definition, one of the true definitions of the word nega, not with the R. NGR means you're a prince, as you already mentioned. In South America, before the Spaniards and Portuguese came here, they didn't name the rivers Negro River. They didn't name it that. And the same root letters in the country Nigeria, NGR, is the same root letters in the country Niger, NGR.
Right.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger has NGR in his last name. So Schwartz in German is black.
Yep.
The King's English don't say Schwartz, they say Swarthy, which means someone of dark pigment, dark hue. Now, I am not saying Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't have this in his DNA. That's not what I'm saying. But when you look at his last name, Schwarzenegger, it means Black Prince. But a funny thing happened to us over here. We kept hearing the word N-I-G-G-E-R, N-E-G-G-E-R, such as in Arnold Schwarzenegger's last name. And after hearing it screamed and yelled and beaten on and other things that come along with it, it doesn't take that many generations for us to lose the true definition and meaning of what NGR means. But the one without the R, just the NG, is open-ended for a reason. Instead of three roots, it has two. And in the two-letter roots, And as Brother Dwyer used to so eloquently state during the days of when we had classes going on, he used to say he's a one letter. So the one letter is the ultimate. The one letter tells the story all by itself, which is why we used to study the wisdom behind these Aleph Beits. And the rule applies to anyone on the planet speaking a language in the first place, or a dialect. See, they got us turned around backwards by saying, oh, this guy speaks something from Ethiopia, I'm Harikangese. Yeah, that's a different language. It's different than Arabic. No, it's not. It's not. I learned Hebrew in the Ethiopian synagogue. I was told there that what I thought was a different language is not a different language. The roots are the same. The pronouns are the same. The verbs are the same. The adjectives are the same. So anyone speaking Arabic, Hebrew, I'm talking the real Hebrew, Cole. I'm not talking Yiddish. The real Hebrew should be able to comfortably have a conversation with most people on that so-called African continent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a different language. It's a different dialect, just like we have English. I speak New York English. Folks down here in Texas speak in Texas English. We don't make that distinction that way. Why? It's still English.
We speak a Southern. We speak a Southern English.
Exactly. It's still English. We still understand. Go ahead, Brother Dwyer.
I say when it was knowledge is you speak a Southern language and a Northern language. The people
right.
that's born in that same particular area. Speaking
yes.
English, speaking America, this ain't English. Speaking American, you had a different drawl. That's the reason in the Masonic Lodge you have Shipley as a password
right.
because certain Jews said Shipley and one couldn't say it. Same
right.
way
the
with
tribe
the Germanic race of people. They can't say V. They can't say
right.
nothing that starts with a V.
And here lies a distinction in what is real Hebrew and what is Yiddish. Because the folks who stole the name, stole the identities, as we know about in 7th century, 8th century, okay, those people. And Ko, by the way, are you aware that the current leader of China, Xi Jinping, wrote a book many years ago where in China – there was a colony of these people. They were not called Jews. They didn't even call them Khazarians because the Chinese knew who the real Khazarians were. And they called these people name stealers, the ones that are running around today being everybody that they are not. That's only a tiny faction of them running around calling themselves something that they are not. And he said, so in that part of Europe, you had that same group, and he said what they used to do and how they got the infamous title of name stealers, people passing through their territories to go conduct business in ancient China, okay? You pass through their areas. The hospitality was great before you got to meet the business people in ancient China and vice versa. These people took you in, cooked great meals, did all this fantastic stuff. And then later they killed you after you gave up while being treated well according to their hospitality. They learned everything about you, what your name was, what's the nature of your business and why you was passing through the territory in the first place. They had enough info on you, and they killed you, and they went using your name into the place looking for the people you were originally supposed to go to conduct business with, transact business with. And they got whatever the deal was, whatever that happened, and they took all of that stuff back to their own territory. These are not the original Khazars. Everyone knows who they are. In fact, they said the original Khazars are Negroes. How about that?
So I'm actually
doing a lecture tomorrow where we're breaking some stuff down on a brother's channel. So on occasion, him and I, we do talk. I'm on three platforms as well. They have YouTube platforms. And this is the kind of stuff that we're getting into. So tomorrow, to tie into what we're talking about today, dispelling the myths and the lies and as such, I'm doing the breakdown of the ancient Assyrian Empire and the modern-day Assyrians. Who is who? Because they have aspects and elements of original descendants, Negroids, descendants of the ancient Assyrians. They inhabit West Africa, Senegal, and a few other places. And here's one, Cole, you might really enjoy this one. The country named Chad. Look at that, those letters, C-H-A-D. Do you know whose name that comes out of? Nebuchadnezzar. How do you like that?
Wow.
Nebuchadnezzar. And you've taught enough in history just being really, because you would get into what these names meant. It's a compound word. This is the kind of stuff we were talking to. We were already hitting it on a high point. We just never really pinned the tail on the donkey. We didn't do that. And the colors that they're using in Senegal, those are ancient Assyrian colors. Chad makes them, and the people, the Chadian people, makes them Babylonians. And if you understand history, the Assyrians took over the Babylonians, but it did not happen in the Middle East. We're talking about the African continent. So we're missing a whole entire piece in chronology of time and the real history of really who's who. And these people are still there, alive and well and kicking and going strong and still sporting their national colors. Today we're calling the flag of Senegal and Gambia and all of these other places, the Ivores, known as the Ivory Coast. Who are these people? And these people are still fully aware of who and what they are from their beginning. Go ahead, Brother Duarte. I heard you chime in.
What you have to understand, every nation of people, the most important thing in any of these European nations or people, which most of them are the children of Japan, the most important part in that is the colors, meaning they flag. That's the most important thing that's in a nation of people is his color, his flag. What color is it? Now, the second thing I want to say is in protocol. Protocol said that they had infiltrated every country and owned that country. Every country has its, in this language, Jew. There's a Chinese Jew, there's a Korean Jew, there's an American Jew, there's an African Jew, there's a Switzerland Jew. Every country has its Jew. That Jew is the richest person in that country. That's why Zionism is the number one world government now, because according to protocol, they planted and infiltrated every people and took on the name of them people but controlled them people. That's what protocol said. So we looking at that right
and
now.
And we know that they're in the
same way they did us.
Right.
The Jews
infiltrate.
But the Jews did them.
It says infiltrate, persuade, and influence. That's one of the seals which is the Assyrian color for the U.S. Special Forces. Look at their crest. It is this color that's got green and yellow in it. So we're tracking them down, like you were saying. And the word Zion, Zion, is the actual word, Co, that's supposed to mean your heaven on earth.
Right.
So it is no accident that they've hijacked the term. They took this term. And at the same time, they're atheists. Take it all the way back to Theodore Herzl in the 1800s when he came up with this. And what land did he have in mind? Africa.
Yeah.
They said Africa was the promised land. And what did Benjamin Netanyahu say recently while South Africa and them has brought him up on charges of genocide in the International Criminal Court? He said they're going back to Africa. This is what he said. Not in the court, but a separate related a different dialogue. And he said they're going back to Africa. And he said it more than once. So the brothers and sisters on the continent, they are fully aware of what he's talking about. I watched this short video today where it was put together by the brothers and sisters on the continent, and they put together a little mini documentary on the history of the Zionists working hand in foot with the South African apartheid structure that was in place. So they're doing the breakdown. And then they flash back to Benjamin Netanyahu saying, because it's in their document, they put this thing together, and with him saying they're coming back to Africa. What are we talking about, my brothers? They know that place over there is not the place. They always knew it, but it was more set up like a military outpost. And we're all veterans. We understand use of the term of a military outpost.
May I interject something here?
Yes, sir.
The World Zionist Organization, proven have been most recently amended and adopted in 2004. It was basically founded in 1897, adopted by the first Zionist Congress by Theodore Herzl, as you said.
Yeah.
They have 13 articles of the Federation, and they run the world.
Mm-hmm.
So everything people talk about out here, you're living in what they call a artificial intelligence. Because the real shit's behind the scenes.
Exactly. And according to the protocols, that is how they're supposed to be conducting their business and affairs anyway.
It's right there in protocol, man.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And you'd be surprised if folks don't know this. The Zionist Congress stands by supreme order of the World Zionist Organization and legislative authority at Article 13. They picked the goddamn president.
You said Article 13, did you not?
Yes, I did.
And that is the witching number. They're telling you what they're coming in the door with. Yes, sir.
I just want to share that. If they have any doubt what you're saying, that's not a Jew. It's not an Israelite. Full of Zion.
Correct. As a matter of fact, Even their own is saying that. Are you aware that in the state of Israel, it is illegal for you to do the DNA test as far as genealogy is concerned?
Brother Mayor,
you do that, you're going straight to lockup.
Would you repeat that brother's statement? In the what?
It is illegal in the state of Israel. Mind you,
I thought Israel was a country.
No, it's a state. And it is not called, even in Israeli Yiddish, it is not called the Promised Land. It is called Haaretz Yisrael.
Yeah, so isn't it the 51st state?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, in military terms, it's a military outpost.
That's what it is.
Exactly. That's why they're armed to the teeth the way that they're armed, period.
And that's why America keeps, because that you familiar with the Tanakh, right?
Yes.
Do you have the Ivory Stone Tanakh? I know you only have it on the shelf. It's
have
a black Tanakh.
I have
it's Ivory Stone.
Stone. Yes.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Can you put your hand on it?
Yes. I got it right now.
Please get it.
Mm-hmm.
In the Ivory Stone Tanakh, go to the introduces. God is never gone.
All right, give me a second here. I like that you remembered that.
Oh, you know my mind operates. Yeah. Wouldn't get all them years for nothing.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking for those what you said, because I remember you covered this in class before.
It says God
is, yeah. Give me a second here. I'm looking. You can keep talking. I'm looking for it, though. I'm right here with the free case.
Read the front introduction.
Right. See, they got the front page, but the front page is saying Mr. Irving I. Stone.
Yeah. In the Ivory Stone book image. And you know it really reads right to left. When you open the book.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I'm at the front. Give me a second here.
I want you to see something. It's, and I say because it's in their Bible. The Tanakh is considered their Bible.
Mm-hmm. I like excellent choice of words. Considered.
In the Irish tongue.
Yeah, give me a second here. I am going through, let me see here.
God is never gone. You should see that title. God is on page 19.
Okay, hold on. Oh, you got yours too.
Oh, by all means.
Oh, there it is. Yes. Yes, sir.
God is never gone. Would you please read that from the Holy Tanakh?
Yes, check this out. It says, God is never gone. This is a major principle in the understanding of history. God may seem to slumber, but he never abandons his master plan for creation. It has been noted that the day after the Jews were expelled from Spain in 1492, Christopher Columbus set sail to discover the land that was to become a major refuge and source of support for the Jewish people in the future. It took centuries before this connection became apparent. But the descendants of the despised and tortured Jewish nation would follow in the wake of the explorer, who had been commissioned by Ferdinand and Isabella, architects of the Inquisition.
Keep going.
It says, when Jacob's sons came back from Egypt, with the bitter news that they must bring young Benjamin to Egypt,
The distraught patriarch exclaimed in despair, "Why did you treat me so ill?"
And you notice it says, America is just to become what? A financial support. And that's right. Why it, would you expound on that?
Well, here's a beautiful piece here, because look at how they back ended into this. In Genesis 13, before you even get to Genesis, when you are Googling how to say the USA in Hebrew, the expression is Arzot Habarit.
Uh-huh.
Loosely translated as the promised land or lands promised by covenant. So this shows up in Bereshit, and I'm going to the page now, and I found it, Genesis 15. Verse 13.
Okay.
Notice the 13.
I'm trying to, okay.
All right. So it says, and he said to Abram, know with certainty that your offspring shall be aliens in a land not their own, and they will serve, and, you know, 400 years ago to all of this. Okay, but hold on. Let me back up. I need to get to the part where it says,
now, but I want you to go back.
Making a covenant with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Hebrew expression, remember, keep in mind, Arzot Habarit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and Ivrit, the expression is Abram, and it says, now listen, it's split up in the original old style of how it's written in Hebrew, but the expression means the same thing as the shorthand version of Arzot Habari. It says Abram, Berit Lemor. So it says to Abram, he made a covenant with him. And he spoke to him, making a covenant. Lezer Eka. And he says, given to him, Na Natati. Et Ha'aretz, Hazot. So Arzot, you can say it today, Arzot Habarit, but the way it is written, this is where you understand the language and style of writing and speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So Barit Lemor Lezer Aika Natati et Hazot, Ha'aretz, Hazot. That still means I'm making a covenant with you. I'm saying to you this covenant I'm giving to your descendants, Natati, to give. Et is the direct object. So when you are saying in shorthand form, you do not have to add et in your conversations if you're skilled in the language. You
mm-hmm.
can just skip and cut the chase and say, Arzot. Instead of which is plural, all of these territories. We call it the states. This is what we call this today, the states. And they're what? Under what? The federal charter?
Yeah.
Okay, that's plural. That's why it says in perfect English, United States. In English, it's saying United States.
Mm-hmm.
Look this. USA, America, up in the standard pocket, Ben Yehuda's dictionary. Look it
yes.
up in English first, and it's going to say America, USA, Arzot Habari. This is the only place on the planet called that they're talking about today. The young Israeli child learning to say the names of the countries before he learns what's in the Tanakh, when he gets to the USA, he says, Arzot Habari. So it's burned in his brain because he knows what these words mean.
Yes, that's the land of promise. That's the land of milk and honey. Flowing with milk and honey. Now
that's
you
why I want to bring it up.
This is not a new concept because it's in Arabic. It's in Amharic and Ge'ez in Ethiopia. They all know this name and expression, so they're well versed with it. Whether or not they read their religious books or not is irrelevant. They're still taught in their language, and these verbs and everything match. That's why it's not really a different language. It's a slight different dialect. But you're saying
the reason we were doing this, Mihail, I want you to let people know, not that we're on track, we're showing the mental genocide that has taken place among the so-called inhabitants of the 8 billion folks on the planet. Only what is it, 13 million recognized. And they are, and the Harlan family that controls the whole ideology of the world.
Right. Now, let me show you how they've applied this to today's language. Because in the same Genesis 15, when you drop down to Genesis 15 and verse 17, the place or the people who go under this name and title is going to show up. So it says, so it happened, the sun set, and it was very dark. Behold, there was a smoking furnace and a torch of fire which passed between these pieces. On that day, Yahweh made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants have I given this land. And mind you, I was just reading it in Hebrew. I didn't even read the English verse. It says, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates River, the Kenite, the Kenizzite, the Kadmonite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, and the Raphaim. Now watch this. The Amorite. Okay, so how's Amorite in Hebrew pronounced? Amri. Now, how do you call this country? America, which is not really a country.
No.
Because North, Central, and South. And as you used to point out in the class, when you say America, what are you talking about? Which part? Are you talking Central? Are you talking South? You're talking North America? Which America are you speaking of? So the word is Amri. So Amorite, people shouldn't be thrown off by Amorite. That's Old King's English for saying American. You see how we've arrived? So this whole thing about the promise and this and all these Arzot Habari is now pink. So now when you go to a Ben Yehuda's dictionary, it is properly identified. America, USA. Arzot Habari. And here it is. We haven't even gotten out of Genesis 15, and it's already pinned. And it says, what, it gives you a number, right? 400 years? 400
yeah.
years. It is not suffering 400 years because you broke the Most High's laws. That's not, this is a different context and a different conversation here.
You
haven't even gotten into Torah and Exodus. So it ain't no Deuteronomy 28:68 being brought back by ships and all that. No, this is not about that. It was about you were conquered.
There it is.
They took you over. So they're running here.
We not brought that out. You got all these brothers running around in this purple and gold pushing this artificial knowledge about we being that, and ain't got a damn thing to do with it.
Nope, it does not.
Not
and
a damn
mind
thing
you,
to do with
it. Mind you, it did not say the descendants of Abram who are only Israelites. It don't say that. Because
no.
You know he had three wives. He had
yeah.
Sarah, he had Hagar, and he also had Keturah.
Yeah.
For which the high priest.
She gave him five sons. Keturah gave him five sons.
Jethro was from one of the other descendants of Abram, the Midianites.
And see, nobody want to talk about Keturah's children and Ishmael and Hagar. Keturah's children intermarried with Ishmael, and they got this on YouTube. You go up there on YouTube TV, get YouTube TV, pull up the history. They got the history of Keturah and Abraham and Hagar and Abraham, Israel tribe, those tribes of people married each other and started another nation of people.
Right. Now check out this, Brother Dawadia. On the African continent, here we go again. Niger, Chad, Mali, that whole desert area south of the Sahara is called the Sahel, which means there's an Assyrian mix with that, and they are referred to as the Arabs, as it was stated in that blue book we had called the Metaphysical Dictionary of Biblical Names, because Keturah is mentioned in that book. And then you start looking up the names of the six sons that she gave birth to, and it tells you what their names mean. Now, here's another kicker to tie it to the place. Remember, we deal in regional names, right? Not just a country name, a regional name. That's the way us Army engineers roll. Navy is no different. Air Force is no different. Okay? Check this out. The whole southern mountain slope that cuts, that separates the Sahara Desert from the sub-Sahara region is called Hagar Mountains. It cuts completely across Algeria, makes its way into Morocco, and, of course, it's on its way going east to Libya. It's a long mountain range. They spell it H-O-G-G-O-R, or it could be H-A-G-G-A-R. You were talking the same thing here. It's a mountain range that identifies something. Before you put the country name Algeria and Morocco and Mauritania and all that, those are new creations, so to speak. And the people that we're discussing, Cole,
mm-hmm.
are Negroids.
Okay.
In the Sahel. That's, you know, the French was pretty busy there beating up on the tourist children.
Maybe somebody might want to chime in on that conversation. I don't know how they're going to get in there, but they might want to chime in on that. Man.
This is how it rolls. So this is the land we were supposed to be suffering in, Cole.
Yeah, right.
Any and all descendants of Abram. It didn't say only the Israelites. It is,
okay.
As a matter of fact, we wasn't even made yet. What do you mean? In terms of Israelites, Ishmaelites, and as such. Where are these nations at yet? Not on the scene yet.
Mm.
And so when Abram is speaking, he says, what is this that's about to take place upon his descendants? And why is this such dark and gloomy? So let's find out where Abram at some point, not right this minute, where all his descendants are. Because they're here. Many of them carry that family last name. Young girl a few years ago who was a really a fantastic track star, women's track and field, in the Olympics. What was her last name? J-E-T-E-R. Who is that? That is one of the sons of Ishmael. His name was Jeter. And that young lady was off the West Coast. So we saying everybody the same when it comes to family names and clans? Not exactly.
No,
we're all
not.
On this earth. That's a fact.
And see, a very, very important tribe of Keturah and Abraham's children is Midian, the Midianites. You had to know that history.
Yes, and that's where Jethro came from.
And see, Ishmael is the father of the Arabs. The Arabs mix their seed with the Keturah's children, the children of Keturah.
Right. And Ishmael had mixed his seed also with the Egyptians.
Right. And see,
so the word Arab actually means mixed.
Right. See, the word Arab, what do it mean?
It means mixed. Just like you say,
right.
it's approaching evening time. Arab. That's the word for it. It means you see something is mixed with something else. Night and darkness is intertwining until eventually becomes dark. And now it's nighttime.
And see all of these tribes, and when you read the in the 15th chapter of Genesis, where Abraham had a nightmare that
right
his children by slavery was going to enslave his children by Keturah and Hagar. Well, the children, Yaakov, which is the Japheth's children, they're in control. Those tribes, the Magog, Gog, Tubal, as we speak right now, these tribes of people rule the world. Up under their
right
belief, their government, and their system.
You see, but Yafit showed up with the Cabbage Patch Kids, the ones who were genetically modified. He was defeated first, and he was not living in everybody's lands once upon a time. Look everywhere,
right,
and Yafit is everywhere. He showed up
right
with the biological virus people, which is
right
one reason when they showed up to this land, we had to sterilize. We had to put them through some forms of sterilization, so to speak, because of the parasites and other stuff that they had. Yafit came with these people.
The germanic race of people are the children of God. All of the germanic race of people are the children of God from the results of the sixth chapter when the giants, when the aliens came down and mixed their seed with the children on it. It was Japheth to the Caucasus Mountain.
Right.
These people became the peak people. These people are the subhuman beings. You had to understand Hebrew, the history of the Nephilim. They'll tell you.
Yeah.
They'll
and
tell
by
you.
The way, Brother Dwyer, there are a number of brown people on YouTube. One lady's got a YouTube channel called Nephilim God or something. And she proudly, brown like us, is touting
yeah
the fact about being Nephilim. I keep saying, look at
yeah
people of color,
Nephilim,
phenotypes.
See,
they look like gray aliens
with
color.
The Nephilim wasn't destroyed in the flood. He wasn't destroyed in the flood, the Nephilim.
No.
But he wasn't aboard the ark, but his blood was there.
Mm-hmm.
In Abraham's son, Japheth. Them wives that they married and had children by. You don't get this story from the Christians, don't know a damn thing about this, what we talking about. And see, another thing that I had to emphasize on, each nation of period, people in that day and period of time had its own color and its own fabric. I let you know that is when Peter and them was denying that they know Jesus, a woman say, oh, hell no, you can't, you with him. I know you by your clothes you wear, the fabric, because the Hebrews had a certain pattern. The Greeks had a certain pattern in all of their clothing and all of their fabrics that were. You would know in that day and time, just like all you niggas wear American-made clothes. You wearing the European style, his style. You even call yourself him a Gentile. Black, I'm a black
right
Gentile. I'm a black Gentile that has a doctor's degree with a summa cum laude, magna cum laude in the Baptist church. That's how big
yeah
a goddamn fool you are. Go ahead, old brother. I see it's 1:59, and like always, Cole, we enjoy the teaching. We enjoy listening. I enjoy sitting back listening to the teachers expound. So mental slavery, this is what we got to teach our children, the truth. You can't teach your children This is Black History Month. There ain't no such goddamn thing as Black history. You, in African American history, ain't for 53 years old, if you want to get technical with it, because ain't nobody know the damn thing about African American until 1970. They started keeping record of the government did on this species, this new race of people that had came out of the Negroes that was colored people. Because just as Jackson said, he was not a Negro that was a colored people no more. And Nixon in 1970 put it on the census. It was 1 million of them ignorant-ass motherfuckers at that day and time. 2020 is 43 million of these ignorant-ass people calling themselves Black African American. 7% of them got doctor's degrees. These are facts that have no goddamn opinion.
Yeah.
So you can see how mental slavery has conquered the mind of 43 million. We know that for a fact, or they got them on record. It's 43 million Black African Americans. Google it. 7% of them got doctor's degrees in being a Black African American. And what are you saying? What are you saying who you are? What are you teaching your children who you are? Carter Woodson had colored people, Negro history day. It wasn't no goddamn Black African American history month. It was colored people's history. So take us out, brother, go with the credo.